Okay. The last thing we were talking about is if Karevim can redeem Bati Ari Chaima. That was the Shaila. And Rav Sheshes had answered, Eina Nigal. And we're trying to ask questions on Rav Sheshes. Now, a very important point, which I think it bears mentioning, even though it's not clear in the Gemara and it's not clear in the Mefarshim that they learned this way, it's a big Shaila. But Pashtus in the Gemara, it ends up being a Machlokes Tanoim so far. Because the Gemara did ask him a pasuk where it said, B'chol Geula Titnu, right? And the Gemara wanted to say that it's including B'chol, it's to include Bati Ari Chaima. And the Gemara's answer was, no, B'chol is to make it a Chayv. That's only according to Eliezer. According to Yeshua, it was not a Chayv. So therefore, L'chayra, according to Yeshua, we have a raya from B'chol Titnu that relatives can redeem. At the end of the day, it will not be clear. But so far, that's what we saw yesterday. Because the Gemara got out of the question of B'chol Titnu Laretz, Ahula Kavei Chayva, V'libud Rabbi Eliezer. It's coming to make it into an obligation. But it's only Rabbi Eliezer that says it's an obligation. The Gemara did not deal with how Rabbi Yeshua was used to pass it. But never dealt with it. What? No, he says it's an obligation by fields. Again, B'chol is written, it's written stop. We don't know what it's referring to.
Right.
So B'chol, we thought, was telling us that houses in a walled city can be redeemed by relatives. The answer was it's not going in a house in a walled city, it's going in a Deachuzah. Question was, Deachuzah, I don't need a pasuk, it says it beferish. So the Gemara answered, no, it's to make it a mitzvah, it's to make it an obligation, by Deachuzah. Not referring to Bati Ari Chaima, so it doesn't prove anything. But that's only according to Eliezer. I didn't put the dafin on it. It's Chaf Amud Aleph to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It's only from. It's only talking about Deachuza. So at the end of the day, according to Eliezer, the pasuk is not talking about walled city houses. But the Gemara never goes back to Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't learn it's an obligation. What does he do but halt it in the Lord? But we're not finished the Gemara yet. So it's not clear. Up to now, it would seem that Rabbi Yeshua would agree that a house in a walled city cannot be redeemed by relatives. Zakta Gemarabait. Esri Abaye, the third wide line in Chavala Vamadalev. Ma Talmud Leima Yigaleno, Yigaleno, Yigaleno. By Eved Ibri, who sold to a guy, the Torah says three times Yigaleno, the word he should be redeemed. And it's repetitious. We're talking about redeeming. It says Yigalena three times. Why do we have to say it three times? The rabbis call Hagulois Shinigalus Kaseder Hazem to include that everything that's supposed to can be redeemed like Eved Ivri to a guy. Not Eved Ivri to a guy, the Torah specifically states, can be redeemed by relatives. The Torah says it. And it says Yigalagula Gula three times in that parasha to tell me everything that's redeemed has the same laws. So isn't that clearly saying that Bati Ari Chaima has the allowance for relatives to redeem it? It says in the Brisa that the three times Yigalena is to tell me that everything that's up for redemption can be redeemed by relatives. That's like, it doesn't say Beferish in the Brisa the word relatives, but it says, like, you do Eved Ivri from a guy. Now look at Eved Ivri from a guy. There it says clearly you can redeem by relatives.
It says
the by Eved Ivri to a guy, yes. The pasuk, I die, die, ben, die, then you can let it. That's where it's written. Rashi. Ma Talmud Lemer be Eved Ivri, Anim Kalevi Kachavim. Rabbis Kol Hagu'ulai Sa'imdis Ligoil. Everything that's up for redemption, Sheinigo Kaseder Azat. What do you mean, Kaseder has that? So we say, look at the pasuk of Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, and there it says relatives can redeem, and the Brisa is saying that everything that's redeemable should be redeemed the same way.
That's the Havamina?
We haven't answered yet, right? So we're in the Havamina. What's bothering you?
How do you jump to walled cities? Are you talking about everything?
Again. The brightness says three times Yigalena.
By Eved
Ivri. That means there's two extra Yigalenas there. To tell me, all Geulah should proceed this way. That's how it works. That's how drushes are always made. Eved the Gemara, my love, it includes Bati Arachayma, the Eved Ivri. Bati Arachayma and an Eved Ivri who sold to a Yid can be redeemed by relatives. That's what we're assuming the Pasuk means, do it the same way. And for the Gemara Loi, Bati Chatzerim, the Sade Achuza. It doesn't mean everything that's up for redemption. It means certain things that are up for redemption. But open cities, open houses in open cities, which is more redeemable, and Sade Achuza, which is not as restricted as Bati Arachayma. That's where the Torah allows relatives to redeem. Frech the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk for that. I don't have to include that from extra words. The Torah wrote it by those two. The Torah wrote that relatives can redeem. It wrote it by Deachuzah, the pasuk. If you have a pasuk in Parshas Bahar, you can see it. And the pasuk said by open houses in open cities, they're like Deachuzah. Fairish. So I don't need to include it from Yigalana Yigalana. And for the Gemara, you're right, because Amr of Nachma by Yitzchak on something else, the Karav Kaidim, Hachanami the Karav Kaidim. It's trying to tell me that the, just like Rav Nachma by Yitzchak saw elsewhere, right, that you go by the first closest relative gets first dibs, he has the first right. And relative number two cannot jump in front of him. Same thing here is the same thing by Zdei Achuzah. And let me explain. By Zdei Achuzah, it just says his relative comes and redeems it. Doesn't specify much about relatives. Just uses the word Ubal Gayale HaKaravelov and regardless Mimkarachov. Says relative. By Evan Ivri sold to a guy, it specifies his uncle, his cousin. Why does the Torah do that? To tell me that by the first dibs goes to the closest relative. And if he doesn't want to do it, you move to the next relative. Doesn't say that by Zdei Achuzah. So the extra Yigalenas is to say, just like by Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, there's a pecking order and who can redeem first. Yigalenas is to tell me that that same pecking order applies by Zdei Achuzah. Not by Bati Arachayma, not by Eved Ivri that sold to a Yid, but to open cities and open houses in open cities in Zdei Achuzah. Now, even though the Torah wrote there they can be redeemed by relatives, the Torah did not give a pecking order. So maybe Mr. Second Cousin can come and jump first. Comes along Yigalena and says, no, you follow the same Seder that it's written by Eved Ivri that sold to a guy. And by Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, it says the Farish, I die, I ben die. Go first to his die, then to his ben die. Meaning follow the order of relationship. Therefore, that's what Yigalana has come to teach me. Rashi. Eved Ivri and Imkili sold like Sibbe Gulas Kraivim. Karav Kaidim. The Gabi Chusdeach who's exhibit bought Gaile HaKaravelov. Just as Gaile. Lepirish HaKarav Kaidim. It doesn't say who's first. Yihaka. The Parish died by Beresha. Bim Eloi died, Ben died, Bim Lav, Misher, Misare, any other relative.
Why does that take care of all three? Why isn't that just two?
It's interesting that you asked that. So the way I understand it, one is for Zdei Achuzah, and one is about Chatzerim. That's why I understand it, but I don't know. The answer, honest answer, I don't know.
What else?
You want to know why you need two extra Galenas? One extra Galena could teach the same thing, no? What's the purpose of two?
One is for Achuzah.
And one is for Bati Chatzerim.
Right.
But you don't need for Bati Chatzerim because by Bati Chatzerim it says it's like Zdei Achuzah. That's Corey's question.
Very nice, Corey.
Okay. Now to understand the next piece of Gemara, we have to refresh our memories. Back on Daf Yud Tezvav Amud Beis. We had a sugya about, it says by Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, Vimlo Yigol Be'ela, he goes out by Yovel. Rebbe said, what is Be'ela teaching me? That he doesn't go out by 6 years. Be'ela hu nigol, ve'en nigol b'shesh. That's what Rebbe said back in that Gemara. And then Rebbe said, right. That's what Rebbe said. And then Rebbe said, the Kavu Chaimah would tell me differently. The Kavu Chaimah would say, Madach a Nimkar Yisrael that can't be redeemed by relatives. That's what Rebbe said. Can't be redeemed. In evidently sold to a year, relatives cannot redeem him. But he goes out by 6 years, so in evidently that's sold to a guy who relatives can redeem, for sure should go out by 6 years. The Rebbe said, the Pasuk Be'ema told me, no, he does not go out by 6 years. So going to Rebbe, it's clear that relatives cannot redeem an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid. That allowance that a relative can redeem an Eved Ivri is only by an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy. Rebbe says it beferish. You look at Tezvava Medbeis, back on Tezvava Medbeis, Rebbe said that beferish. He made the Kal V'Chaymer. Madach an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid that cannot be redeemed by relatives. Can be redeemed, goes out by six. For sure, an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy who could be redeemed by relatives, for sure goes out by six. And the Pasuk said no. But the Kal V'Chaymer assumes that Rebbe, it's not assumed, Rebbe's saying that an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid cannot go out by relatives. Then we had two other men, the Yemen, that argued with him, and they learned Be'elim or something else. And that when he goes free, when he works for the guy who redeems him, I don't know if you remember, there was a whole sugi over there at Tezvav and Beis. We're not going through it again. Now, but they didn't talk about Eved Ivri that sold to a Yid, whether he goes up by relatives or not. They did not address the issue. Rebbe addressed it. They just went on the Pasuk Be'elah and said a different shot. But they didn't address directly whether an Eved Ivri that sold to a Yid can go up by relatives or not. Wasn't addressed. So I just want to point out that according to Rebbe, it was clearly addressed. According to the other two shittas there, it was not addressed.
Why now is it being addressed?
Yeah. We'll see. I'm just pointing that out as a background to the next Gemara. Talk to Gemara. Heichi et ma'ar Nachman by Yitzchak. Where did Rav Nachman by Yitzchak say this rule of Karav Kaidim? Aha. On the following side, we had the following shayla. Eved Ivri hanimka liYisrael, an Eved Ivri that gets sold to a Yid, nigal lekraivim, or ain't a nigal lekraivim. We had that shayla. An Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid, can he be redeemed by relatives or not? Elibud of Rebbe by Tibayloch. So Amar, Mishain and Nigo Be'ela Nigo B'Shesh. Says clearly that a Yid who's not redeemed by relatives, Be'ela by relatives, goes out by 6 years. But he says it out clearly that a Yid is not, Eved Ivri sold to a Yid, is not redeemable by relatives. Rebbe says that clearly. Alma Loi Mifrak. So I don't have a Shaila going to Rebbe. Rebbe told me his opinion. Kitiboy Loch Elibud Rabbanon. The Rabbanon there argued on Rebbe in the translation of the word Be'ela. But they never addressed the issue of an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid, whether he can or can't be redeemed by relatives. So we want to know. And what would be the reason he can? Miafina Yafina Sacher Sacher? Do we learn how the Xerish Shava Sacher Sacher, an Eved Ivri sold to a Yid, from an Eved Ivri sold to a guy? Ay, V'loi Darshi Yigalenu? And we don't Darshi Yigalenu, only he can be redeemed, but not anybody else. Meaning, a Yid, Eved Ivri sold to a Yid cannot be redeemed. Or maybe, but it says Yigalenu, it means only an Eved Ivri sold to a guy can be redeemed, not an Eved Ivri sold to a Yid. That was a Shaila. The Shaila was not according to Rebbe, it was according to the other two opinions there, who disagreed with Rebbe in something else. But they didn't address the issue of whether an Eved Ivri that sold to a Yid can be redeemed or not. So we want to know, what would they hold?
Once you have Sakhir Sakhir, the Yigalenu applies to both, doesn't it?
No, because it says Beferish that guy can be redeemed by relatives. Zeru Shabbat cannot override a Beferish Apostle.
You're just taking...
Yeah, let's try it again. Xerus Shabbat cannot override something the Torah wrote Beferish. You know, I think the biggest problem with this sugya is that nobody has a Chumash open in front of them. So we're guessing psukim based on the side of the art scroll. You know what I mean? You can't learn that way. Take a chumash and follow it. I don't care what it says on the side of our scroll.
First of all, it says,
that's the problem. If you had a chumash in front of you, you would see it says beferish that an every soul to a guy can be redeemed by relatives.
I agree with that. Now, once we have good, that means redeemed by relatives. I agree with that. Now, let's take that and apply it to...
Can't, because the Torah said Yigaleto. The Torah excluded this from the Zereshava.
And what's the other side then?
That the Torah did not. Yigaleto doesn't mean that. We don't know what the word Yigaleto is telling us.
Yigaleto in which pasuk?
By having everything sold to a guy. So only here. We don't know what only here refers to. Yeah, and I'll still think that if you had a chumash in front of you, life would be a lot easier.
It's right here.
It's not right here because you don't see the Seder of the Parshas. I know. I know the art school on the side. They've done a wonderful job. Saves me a lot of time sometimes. I have an ice water at home, and I look at that, and it makes me... But it's not the same as having a chumash in front of you and seeing the flow of the Parshas. But anyway, that's not for now.
What pasuk is the issue of the record?
What? You want to take a chumash?
I can't. Print is so small. It should come.
Take a chumash and you won't have the problem.
It is so small. Rabbi, when you speak to
the chumash right up there, up the next one.
Ask him to have, like.
Why don't you take a chumash? Ignoring the fact that art school printed a chumash, they wanted you to use that chumash also. You know what I mean?
And they have a marvelous device called magnifying glass
that you can fit in your pocket. Art school. Anyway, Zantigimara. Tashima. So we're trying to prove that, Shaila. So we're going back. If you remember, we did this yesterday too. B'choyel gula titnu. The Torah was very inclusive. This was written in the Parsha earlier. I don't have a chumash in front of me, but it's right, if you look at it, turn the page back, you will see it says, B'pasik b'choyel gula titnu. And that pasuk is written before, right at the end of Yovel, all the way to the beginning of the Parsha. B'choyel gula titnu. And what is b'choyel gula titnu telling me? The rabbis. Batim v'Eved Ivri. To what? First of all, what is Batim? What is Eved Ivri? And what is it including? So yesterday, we wanted to include that you can redeem it halfway. That's what we talked about yesterday. Right? I'm sorry. No, we were talking about relatives by Batim Arachayma. That's what we were talking about yesterday. We wanted to include that Batim Arachayma can be redeemed by relatives. But Chayal Gula did so. Now we want to say, we're going into the Eved Ivri part. That an Eved Ivri can be redeemed by relatives. That's what's included in B'chol. B'chol included two things. Houses and Eved. Yesterday we concentrated on the houses aspect. What kind of houses? So we thought it's including a house in a walled city. And we answered, no, it's including a house in a open city and it's making it a mitzvah. Now, today, we're concentrating on the fact that it also, the B'raita said it includes Eved.
Eved of
who? Doesn't say. Now, it can't be an Eved of a guy. I don't have to include him. The Torah wrote it beferish. Must be talking about an Eved of a yid. And it's saying relatives can redeem him. B'chol gula titnu. Zok to Gemara, my la batei achayim of Eved Ivyanim ke lisho. And for the Gemara loy, Eved Ivyanim ke loy v'kachavim. In fact, the Gemara, Eved Ivyanim ke loy v'kachavim, behedik sivvei. Says that I died, I bent, I did alone. What do I have to include it for? Same answer we gave yesterday. To make it a mitzvah. Without the pasuk b'chol gula titnu, I would think it's an allowance. Comes along b'chol gula titnu and says, no, it's an obligation.
What does Rebbe do with that?
What?
Is Rebbe going to have a problem with that?
Well, what does he do b'chol gula titnu?
He says
that's a good question. I don't have a good answer. I have to work it out. I don't have a good answer. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Ma misha ein a nigo ba'el a nigo b'sheish, al mathrir lay da ein nigo b'krevim. Yigalanu k'sib b'mim k'lay b'kachavim, ka b'krevim. Mashma miyuta, only there, not anywhere else. Kahu b'chol gula, titnu, talu b'ekro l'kha b'chayva, ta'filu l'rabi shua. Notice the difference. Yesterday we said by Fields, only Rabbi Eliezer holds it's an obligation. By Eved, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees it's an obligation. We don't want an Eved to stay by Goyim, and therefore it's an obligation for a relative to redeem him. Tashima. Ma Talmud loy miigalani igalani igalani gimel pomim. Says three times. The rabbi is kol ha-gulus, shenigalus v'seder azeh. That all gulus are the same, that you can use relatives. My love, but the arichayim of Eved Ivri, which we tried at the beginning of today, including that when you redeem but the arichayim of relatives can do it, and when you redeem an Eved Ivri, and him kill Yisrael. No, but the chaserim is
de'achusa.
The same Gemara. This is where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it. We used it to answer but the arichayim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it about Eved Ivri and him kill Yisrael. It's the same Gemara. We're saying, where did Rav Nachman by Yitzchak say this? And this is where he said it. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? But the chaserim is de'achusa behedik siva. But the chaserim behedik siva se'arachichashiv. That's where he said, the Pasuk said, you can learn it three times to tell me that you go by the first relative, he gets the first rights. End of story. Look to my right. Hanirza nikne birtzia. Somebody who's bored gets acquired by the master by the act of the boring. Siv, rasa adayna vasaznai, la marzeya. The Pasuk says that. He bores him, and he serves him till Yaivo. So that's how I know that a nirtza is acquired by boring. The kindness atzmai b'yayivu b'mitzah sa'adun. The chsiv v'avadai, you serve him, because it says v'avad, what's avadai? B'loyes haben, b'loyes habas. Unlike a regular Eved Ivri, that does stay by a ben, a nirtza does not stay by a son. And not by a daughter. Lo'ilam, lo'ilam b'sha yoivu. Rashi, lo'ilam b'sha yoivu, k'de avina b'reish perkin, like we learned that at the beginning of the perik, b'shavtam isha l'chuzasai, that you go up by yoivu. Remember we brought psukim, that everybody goes up by yoivu.
Does that have Aiden watching this?
Why?
Because if, let's say a master says, I want this guy to work here for yoivu, and he takes he forces him to be bored. In other words, he has...
There's no such thing.
I'm sorry?
No such thing. You go to bed.
Yes, go to basement.
Sure, this is not a bed.
Oh. Okay.
Like...
What happens to the Amavriya?
Amavriya? Who's talking about Amavriya?
I'm sorry. I meant the Shifra Khan said this guy, yeah.
Oh, you lost me.
Does the Nirtza... Yeah,
okay. And here it says a Jew.
Okay,
yeah. Not a Kanani, Eved Kanani is not a Shifchi Kanani.
No,
Eved Kanani and Shifchi Kanani are chattel.
No, but he's given a wife. He has to work at night.
Right.
What happens to her if the master dies?
The Eved goes free, and that's the end of her.
He leaves her.
But what happens to him when he goes free?
We see.
What happens to Yaibel?
Yeah. Well,
he nears
says, I like my
master. So he stays,
so Yaivo. But if the master dies,
he goes free.
What happens to his,
what happens to him if he goes free and Yaivo? Same thing. I'm trying to figure out why everybody's so bothered by this. She's chattel and he goes free. They're not married. Matzeya. It says use a boar. I don't know what a boar is, by the way. There's going to be names of tools here that I have no idea what they are. I think they call it an awl. 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 Okay.
Right,
to me. What? That's right, exactly what I thought. I was going to say it, but I figured I'd let you say it. Matzeya. Is it awl? A-W-L. What is that? It's a fig. Anglia matzeya. That tells me you can use a matzeya. Minayin l'rabbis hasul. Is a sharp piece of wood. I don't know what he calls it.
Thorn.
No, Sira's thorn.
Noodle.
That's mechet.
Wood pig.
What?
Auger.
Auger.
Pig. Corkscrew shaped boring tool.
You don't have wooden peg for that?
First one, you're going ahead. You should go behind.
Wooden peg.
Right. Okay. Hasira is a thorn. Hamechet is a needle. Hamedeach is a drill. I don't know what it is. He calls it a...
Auger.
Okay, an auger. Let's see. Auger goes together with an auger. Both A's. Vamechitzav is a stylus. Tavid Leimer v'lekachto. The rabbis called Davar Shenikach B'yad. Anything you can hold in your hand... you can use to make the hole in the ear. Divrei Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yomer, no. Ma matzei b'yuchot shel matchas. Alls are made out of metal. Of kol shein shel matchas. Whatever you use can be metal. It cannot be wood. Davar acher, hamatzei lohavi hamatzei hagadol. You can use a big awl. I don't know what a big awl is, but from the Mefarshim is mashma that it cuts more than it pierces. But I don't know anything more than that. I don't know what Archer will say about Matei HaGadol. What does he say about Matei HaGadol is?
We'll explain it later, it says.
Doesn't really explain it later. Okay, if he says it explains it later, it explains it later. I didn't see it. Maybe later or before, I don't know. Amar Rav Elazar Bar Yudin Barivihai Dairish. Chain Dairish, Jaitse Main Raitse Mel of the Milsa. When they bore in the lobe, this part of the ear. What's that called, the lobe?
Tragus, I believe.
What?
I believe the tragus.
Not the cartilage.
The earlobe.
Earlobe.
Which I believe is tragus.
What does he call it, Archko? He has fancy earlobe. Words. Earlobe. Okay. Chaim ain't ever the kain nitsa. They should ask about mum. We have a Messiah, the rabbis say, that an Eved kain cannot become a nitsa. If a kain is sold as an Eved Ivri, he cannot be bored. Why? Because you make him a bamum. Now, Bamum would not be in the earlobe. It would only be in the cartilage. Bim Taimer the Milstein writes in Heichad Bamum. He won't become a Bamum. So the fact that we have a Messiah, that you can't bore an Eved every Kayan because it's going to make him a Bamum, is a Raya that you obviously bore an Eved in a place where it makes a Mum. Earlobe is not a Mum. Must be it's the cartilage. In an Irtzal Begayva Shalizen, the higher part of the ear, which is the cartilage of the ear.
He never doesn't disqualify him just being
an
Eved.
He can't become a Bamum. Yeah. They have to talk to his master what his terms are. I don't know. Doesn't disqualify him, no. The Micromyphagy. What's the machloik is built on whether you can use wood or not? Rabbi Darish Kloli Aprati. Says in the Pasuk Vilakachta Klau means take anything. Marzeya Prat. All is a specific. But Osmari Badalas Chazir a Klau. Klau Prat to Klau, you have to join okay na Prat. This is the rule. Whenever you have an inclusive, two inclusives in the middle is an exclusive, tells me include things that are similar to the middle. Ma Prat Mefurisha Matris.
This is where it's talking about the
Ratzeo. Talking about boring in the air, right?
No, but here it says in English, he said that's where it's talking about the Ratzeo.
About the right, the boring. Ratzia is the boring. We're talking about boring.
Okay, I thought that was the.
A nirtza gets ratzia. It's the Hebrew word to that. Avkal shomatras. Rabbi Yaisi darish ribuye miuti. Rabbi Yaisi darshan. This is a big machloikus in Masaira. At Har Sinai, the Torah gave us ways to use sukkim, right? For those who say Rabbi Shmuel Leimer every day, Shleish Nesramidus Hatayr Nedreshes Ben. Rabbi Shmuel believed, he didn't believe, he had a Messiah, that whenever you have an inclusive, two inclusives that have an exclusive in the middle, you use the rule of Klau Prat to Klau. That was Rabbi Shmuel's Messiah. That's what you say every morning in Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. Other Tanoim said, no, that's not how Rabbi Shlom taught Moshe and Sinai. He taught Maish and Sinai to use it as a ribui miyut ribui, which includes many more things. The rules are different. Now, who's right? I don't know. They're arguing what Hashem said to Maish and Sinai. So, this is the machlokes here, too. Rabbi holds that we use klal prat to klal. Rabbi Yehuda darsh ribui miyuti. His messiah is that whenever you have this kind of sukkim, you don't use klal prat to klal. You use ribui miyut. So, what do you do? Lakachto riba. Matzeya miyut, baas nevedelas chazav riba, riba miyut to riba akayel. We include everything. My rabbi, Rabbi Kol Mili. My miyut, miyut sam. You get to exclude one thing. Matzeya excludes one thing. You know what it excludes? Using medication, not a tool. Putting on cream that makes a hole, burns a hole. That's what's excluded. But wood is okay. That's the machlokes that tanoim. Rashi. Look, Rashi. So, brukablas, sira, kites, thorn, megdeach, tereda, mikdav, grefer, shechaikikim, bepikaseim, that you carve into your notebooks. Matzeach, godl, come and farish my Gemara. What later on the Gemara will explain is how do I know how matzeach means the big matzeach. Doesn't explain what the big matzeach is. Yudin berivi, Yudin glad shemai, the godl bedaira. His name was Yudin, he was a godl hadar. Bechol hecha de koyle berivi, whenever a Tana is called Barivi, Lashon Chachma v'Charifasu, very smart and bright and sharp. Ela b'milsa, Auya shel Oizen, that's the lobe, b'boser v'loy b'tnuch, in the flesh and not in the cartilage.
This is what it is.
That's cartilage.
I know, that's where you do the...
According to the Rabbanan. First Tana said you do it in the earlobe. It's a machloikas. We didn't slug it up. That's what the Chacham told him. But he doesn't say what he answered. It's not slugged up. It's a machlokes.
Again, but he has...
Listen, if one Tana asks another kind of question, we don't know what the answer is.
That's one of the mumim on a coin?
Yes.
Any hole or a hole in the ear or what?
Only in the cartilage.
You learn it from this? Or
no, I know it from this. They knew it from whatever they knew it from.
The lobotomy?
Yes. That's right. The zoo riot shall have, and this is their proof. Kim Monday and every day required their submission as a bamum. He cannot go back to his first status. He has to go back to the way he was. You can't cause him not to be able to go back. By making him bamum, you're making him impossible to go back to his regular role as a kayan. It says clearly in Masechtas Bechairis that the mum is only if it's in the cartilage of a loy minar, not in the skin or the flesh.
Cohen can live with a shechlik now.
Again, that's a great question, which the Gemara will get to on Monday morning. I mean, the Gemara gets to it already. We'll learn it in Rosh Hashem on Monday morning. Ha'ein writes Hayesh Lach Limud Mikan. You learn how you can only do it in the cartilage. But my kamifli, you got the soul vasira. What is the makloikas by the wood and the thorn? Darish called the aprati. So Rashi, bechol hatayra makom shekaylo upirat. Very important Rashi. All Rashis are important, but this Rashi is marach. Every time there is a inclusive and an exclusive pasuk, darish shaprat pirish shekaylo. Okay, now Rashi decides to give me a lesson in prat to klau, in klau prat, and in klau prat to klau. There are three kinds of darish klau liu prati. Okay, let me try to explain. We'll take a sitter. Mishmo Weimer, Mishmo Jesimidis, I turn the dreshes, man. Right. And then he says three things here. Klau prat, prat to klau, klau prat to klau. Three separate things. Again, that's what Bishmal says. So now, if you learn klau prat, and prat to klau, and klau prat to klau, what happens is as follows. If the Torah only wrote one inclusive and one exclusive, we say the exclusive is the interpretation of the inclusive. And all you have is that one word, the prat. Don't include anything else. That's the rule. These are rules handed down from Moshe and Sinai. Now, whenever you have a klau prat, one klau and one prat, or one klau and five pratim, I don't care. The pratim define the klau, and you don't include anything. Whenever you have a prat and a klau, the other order, first the prat and then the klau, you include everything. And whenever you have a klau, a prat, and a klau, so you're pulled in two directions. If you only had the first klau, the prat, it would be only that. If you only had the second klau, the prat, it would be everything. So the rule is, whenever you have two, you do things that are similar to the middle one. So again, there are three rules by klal prat uklal. Klal uprat is only the prat. Prat uklal is everything. Klal prat uklal, what do? You do things similar to the middle one. That's what Rashi is going to explain now. The Rashi is further up the page. That's why you couldn't find it. Darish klali uprati. It's right across. Do you have it? Zaktai Rashi. B'chol tatayra. Malkim shekailu lupayrit. Darish aprat pirish uklal. You darish into the klal. The prat is the explanation of the klal. When you have a klal and a prat only, the prat is the explanation. Vein b'chol el mashu b'prat. All you include is what's in the prat. The chichaz of the klal, and when it has a second klal, loy haysev lach b'klal la'achar and el adaymer leprat. What you add is things that are similar to the middle one. That's if you learn klal uprat. Ribu yumiyat. Ein aprat perusha shel klal. We don't say the prat explains the klal. Shetaymer ein b'klal el amash b'prat. If you learn ribu yumiyat, you don't do that. It's coming to exclude something. The klau includes everything. The miyat comes to say only things similar to the miyat, but not everything. A riboy and a miyat is the same to that school of thought as a klal prat to klal is to the first school of thought. One riboy and one miyat says similar to the miyat. The chichaz of a riboy, and when you write a second riboy, riba hakoyel, like miyat lach eladav erechad, you only exclude one thing. Masra hakasal chachamim, ezadav eroy lemayat min haklal. What should we exclude? Perish, miyat, mayat ktsas mimashmoy, excludes a little bit. Miyat sam, Shloyitin sam al oznoi v'yikaveno. Not to put medicine and make a hole. The holy dummy lematzeya. She'enin noikiv mikoyach adam. Rashi is explaining why is medication different. Because it works on its own. It's not your force. Every tool, you make a hole by using your force behind the tool. Here, you're putting down the medicine, and the medicine operates on its own. Elam e'elof. That's why we exclude that before we exclude any tool. So again, let me explain this. It is very important. You cite in Shas, that's why I'm spending time on this. There are two schools of thought. This is not logic. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get taught in Sinai? What do you do when you have inclusive and exclusive psukim written next to each other? Words. So one school of thought said, you operate under the rules of klal and prat, which means, one klal and one prat, you include nothing. One prat and one klal, you include everything. Two klalim and a prat in between, you include things similar to the prat. Other school of thought said that's not how it operated. Ribui miyut, you include things similar to the miyut. Ribui miyut and ribui, you include everything besides one thing. It's a totally different, there's no logic to this. What did Hashem tell Moshe and Sinai to do? Two schools of thought. Rabbi Shmuel, that we say every morning, was the Klal Prat school. There's other Tanoim or the other school.
What makes the same word, Velikasta, either a Prat or a Rebo?
Nothing. The school of thought. They're both the same. Klal and Rebo is the same thing. It's how do you approach it. What did the Rabbi Shmuel want you to do it with? What rules?
Where's
Rebbe? Okay. Really, Rebbe. It's about Chalikas Tanoim.
And how does it work to a Kafka begin to take?
Yes.
Komakum?
Yes.